Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Chaf, which is the beginning of Perek Bamemadlikin, is an introduction to a famous shaila that relates to Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, with the approach of Rav Soloveitchik and the implication that the Rav suggested. Bamemadlikin, there's a mitzvah to light Neiros Shabbos. There are just some candles that are acceptable and others that are not. Asked the Nemuki Yosef in Meseches Bava Kamma, in Perek Ketzer HaRegel, on the sugya of Isho Mishum Chitzav, that sugya describes the following machlokis between the Amoraim. The Amoraim discussed whether someone who sets a fire and the fire goes out and burns, is that individual chayiv as someone whose money damaged, Isho Mishum Mamono, his fire is like his money, or are you chayiv because Isho Mishum Chitzav, the fire is like your arrow? Either way, clearly the Torah tells in Parshas Mishpatim that someone who sets a fire is chayiv. However, there will be big nafkaminas. For example, if someone, God forbid, kills in the fire that he was negligent on, is he a murderer like someone who shot an arrow? Or do we consider it as if his money damaged and he himself is not a murderer? The Gemara over there in that dramatic machlokis goes back and forth, back and forth. The Muki Yosef on his Pirush, on the Rif, asks a very famous question. He asks, if we paskin Isho Mishum Chitzav, that one's fire is considered like one's arrow, how could it possibly be that someone who lights a fire on Erev Shabbos, as every woman, Jewish woman, is accustomed to do, Bameh Madlikin, that she lights Neiros Shabbos, how could she do it? According to the Manda Omar, who says, Isho Mishum Chitzav, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what will emerge is, she has set a fire that began on Erev Shabbos, but is attributed back to her as if she's lighting it every second. The Svara of Isho Mishum Chitzav, claims in the Muki Yosef in his question, is the reason why the person is considered the murderer is because, halachically, every moment the fire is attributed back to the madlik. So even though, when it comes to one's utensils that are working on Shabbos, we follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, as we concluded in the previous parak, that there's no such thing as shvisas kelim. Nevertheless, when it comes to other halachos, when it comes specifically to a fire, the rule of shvisas kelim is not the same rule. And that is because there's a special gzeres hakasav when it comes to eish, that the fire is attributed back halachically to your lighting at every moment. How could we set up a fire before Shabbos? The Nemuki Yosef gives a very complicated teretz. For those who learn Bava Kamma B'Iyun, that teretz, the Nemuki Yosef, is discussed in detail. However, I'd like to discuss the approach that I heard from our great Rebbe, Rav Herschel Schechter, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, and some of the applications that get us into the Yesodos of Derabbanans on Shabbos and Gezeros on Shabbos and the nature of many of the different types of halachos of Gezeros, Derabbanans, and Doraisas on Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik argued that it could very well be that the premise of the Nemuki Yosef's question is correct. Halachically, when a person is madlik, b'mei madlikin, when a person is madlik on Shabbos, it's not only someone who lights mamish on Shabbos, but according to the Man Damar Isho Mishum Chitzav, it's even someone who started a fire on Erev Shabbos because the fire is attributed halachically back to him. Nevertheless, the halacha says that not only is it mutter to do, it's a mitzvah. Why? Rav Soloveitchik ingeniously created a new category. He said the iser on Shabbos is to do malacha b'kumvaseh. A malacha that you did on Erev Shabbos, whose halachic status continues on to Shabbos itself and is attributed back to you, since the pu'ula, the actual action, was done on Erev Shabbos, we don't care about the fact that halachically the malacha is still attributed back to you on Shabbos itself. In other words, On Shabbos, the Isser is Dafka Bikum Vaseh and not B'Sheva Al Tasa. Parenthetically, one could add that Rav Soloveitchik's approach is consistent to the approach of many Balei Machshava on the Isser, and Rav Soloveitchik also said this, I saw this in the writings of the great Marbitz Torah, Rav Ephraim Buchwald, from National Jewish Outreach Program, who spread this idea to many, many non-observant Jews, that the prohibition of Shabbos, the 39 Malachos, don't seem to make too much sense to people at first glance, because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu prohibits on Shabbos is not specifically laborious acts, but for a person to act creatively on Shabbos itself. Meleches machsheves is what is asr on Shabbos. Creative acts are asr. Rav Buchwald went on to explain that on Shabbos, our mitzvah is to cease from creative acts, physical creative acts, to concede that the source of all physical creativity comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person, coming back to the fire that was lit before Shabbos, if a person lights a fire on Erev Shabbos, even if halachically it's related back to him, nevertheless, he didn't act in a creative manner on Shabbos. He, on Shabbos itself, only reflected back to the fact that God is the source of all creativity. What he did on Erev Shabbos, even halachically, what he did on Erev Shabbos is not significant, because during this time period is when he is supposed to cessate from these actions. This is the answer to the question of the Nimukei Yosef. If the fire was halachically ascribed to him, because Isher Mishum Chitzav, that's not the Isser of Meleches Shabbos. Meleches Shabbos is when a person actively engages in creative acts and doesn't take time to reflect that the source of all creativity comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Schechter pointed out that this idea really gets to the bones of understanding many distinctions within the halachos of Shabbos. Rav Schechter applied the difference between an Iser Derabbanan as being an Iser Maisa and Iser Gzeira as being an Iser Matzav in many different instances. You can see many of them in Simin Vav in the Eretz HaTzvi. I will give you examples of them, two. One, the Kula, where a Gzeira is an Iser Matzav is a Kula, and another where an Iser Matzav is a Chumrah, in contradistinction to an Iser Derabbanan. Firstly, when it comes to the leniencies that some might be familiar with, when it comes to a Chola, that we're lenient, it is clear from the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Schechter claims in Simin Shem Zayin Sif Hei, that there are gezeros that are mutter on behalf of a chole. For example, we have the expression of shvus de shvus b'makom chole. However, if we're talking about malachos de rabbanan, there we are not mekel. Based on this, Rav Schechter explained that the machalkis between the Mishnah Berurah and the Igle Tal, whether one can do a Malacha d'oraisa with a shinui on behalf of a chola. Pashas and Mishnah Berurah, most poskim say that one is not. Shin chav ches sifkatan un dalad. Mishnah Berurah says that one cannot do a malacha d'oraisa with a shinui on behalf of a chola. However, the Igle Tal, Malachas Tochen Sif Yud Ches, every once in a while when I was the Mora Halacha in Camp Pask, we relied on this Igle Tal, as well as the Shulchan Aruch Harav, say that if you do an Isur D'oraisa with a full shinui on behalf of a chol Hashem al sakana, it's permissible. What's the crux of Machlokas? Or Shechtu is Masbir, how do you look at a shinui? Do you look at a shinui as going down to an Isur D'Rabbanan, it's still Malacha D'Rabbanan, or the Malacha is entirely gone, and it's prohibited to do a Malacha with a shinui because it's an Isur Matzav? It might come to have you do it regularly, next time. However, it's not an inherent malacha de rabbanan. if we say it's not inherent in Melacha d'Rabbanan and it's only a Shavuos, so then we know Gzeiros are mutter for a Chol Hashem Bal Sakana. However, if it still retains its status of Melacha, this is the position of the Mishnah Berurah. Hence, an Iser d'Oraisa with a Shinui still falls into the category of Melacha d'Rabbanan, and one would not be able to do it for a Chol. That would be an example where the Iser d'Rabbanan as being an Iser Maisa is a Chumra, while the Iser Matzav is a Kula. However, it also goes in the other direction. There are times that specifically because it is a matzav that is asur, then we might be more machmir for a gzeira than we will be for a malacha d'rabbanim. The example that Rav Shechter again gave was the Magen Avraham and Simin Shin Lamiches Sifkat and Dalid quotes those who say that for a wedding, one can instruct a Gentile to play a instrument in the wedding, since an instrument is only nisa d'rabbanan, and instructing Gentiles also nisa d'rabbanan, it's the shvus b'makom mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud, however, brings those who prohibit. L'chura, the chedra, shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah is a solid one. What is the reason the Mishnah Berurah prohibits? However, if we say that the Isser Gzeira is that one is not allowed to put oneself in that matzav, for example, riding on the animal is not inherently Isser, but you're not allowed to do it because if you're going to ride the animal, you might break a branch. So too, when it comes to having a Gentile play music on behalf of a Jew, then what is the fear? That the instrument is going to break. Now, if the Gentile is playing on your behalf, you might come to fix it as well. If it's an Iser Matzav, it doesn't matter who's doing the Maisa Malacha. And therefore, Rav Shechter suggests that's the pshat, that when it comes to the Iser Matzav of the Gzeira of Shemi Yitak and Klishir, so in such an instance, that applies even if you are not doing the Malacha, and we just don't evoke the rule of Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah. Based on this, Rav Shechter suggested, then there would be a problem, and here all of our sugyas now come together, the sugya that we had started with in regards to lighting a candle on Shabbos, there would be one instance where even though we said that a Malacha b'sheva al-tasa is not a problem, you need to do a kumvasei, but when it comes to the gzeiros, then maybe even if you start an Erev Shabbos, it will be problematic. For that reason, any time a person sets something up before Shabbos, like set up a millstone, where there's Avsha Milsa, as the Gemara described a couple of dapim ago, where there's a loud noise, so then in such a case, there, even though you're not doing any Malacha, neither the Rabbanan nor the Raisa's problem, because the Isser is on Erev Shabbos to create the Matzav of Avsha Milsa. Similarly, it could very well be, Rav Shechter argued, that an alarm clock, if it made loud noise, even if you set it on Erev Shabbos, would be a problem of Avsha Milsa, and the fact that you set it on Erev Shabbos will not make it mutter. Just like so many other of the other gzeros, the Isser is for you on Erev Shabbos to create a matzav that you might come l'idei malacha. So we see at times this lomdus, that gzeros is not an Isser Maisa, could be a kula. As well, however, we saw a big kula from the Nemuke Yosef in regards to the fact that malachos are dafka aser b'kumvasei. Therefore, if you initiate a malacha on Erev Shabbos, even if it's attributed back to you on Shabbos, you're not over. However, when it comes to Gzeira, because it's not Nisar Maisa, then it could very well be that there are times we'll be more machmir on Gzeira. Like, for example, we leave off with the question about setting a loud alarm clock. Then in such a case, one might be violating the Isser Matzev of Avsha Milsa. This, Be'ezer Hashem, concludes the halacha topic from Daf.